Buffalo's new country, 106.5 WYRK. We have your Jason Aldean tickets at 8:20 this morning. 8:13, good morning from Clay, Dale, and Liz. It's Tuesday already, which means we catch up with Dan Cha-Cha from Cha-Cha and Fleming Attorneys. If you have a question about personal injury law, call 648-3030 or WYRK.com.
Hey, Dan, it's that time of year when you see a lot of motorcycles out, and maybe it's time to touch on the topic of supplemental insurance again.
Yeah, Dale, this comes up every year, and I just had a case recently where a guy came in and you know, he thought he had great motorcycle insurance, and then I looked at it and I said, oh, it's really not that good, because most guys that get motorcycles, they just think, oh, I just need the minimum coverage to protect myself, you know, if I'm at fault for an accident. So they end up getting the minimum $25,000, $50,000 coverage, when instead they should be thinking about protecting themselves if they get hit. And we've talked about supplemental coverage before, and you can get supplemental under insurance coverage through your own policy, and you can get limits, like I tell everybody, get up to $500,000 in limits. So if you're on a motorcycle and you get hit by somebody and they don't have a lot of insurance coverage, at least you got something to fall back on if you have that type of coverage in your policy. And again, you're talking about, you know, a couple extra dollars a year to get that extra coverage, and so many people just don't know about it. When I bring it to their attention, you know, the almost unilaterally,